Some of us make lots of little notes to ourselves.
Some of us make one nice long checklist. Some of us need a clipboard to keep it all straight.
Everyone in the Christmas story has a checklist. Keep your eyes open. You might find a few pointers on making a checklist your own this Christmas.
Luke 2:1-5. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all shall be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. All went to be taxed, even unto his own city.
And Joseph went up to the city of Galilee, and unto the city of Nazareth, and out to the city of Judah, and to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because it's the house of lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with a child.
Do we have everything, Mary?
I think so.
Spare clothes.
Right here, this is.
Map to Bethlehem.
Right here.
Snacks for the trip. Well, do we have everything? Or are we missing anything?
Our papers!
Oh yeah, here they are. Now we're ready to go and register in Bethlehem.
I sure hope we can find a place in Bethlehem. Bethlehem's gonna be crowded.
God will provide a place, Mary.
You're right, Joseph.
Well, are we ready to go?
Ready when you are.
Thank you. 2, 6, and 7. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, and she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, for there was no room left for them in the inn.
Okay, we've got a really big gig tonight.
Great, I love to play and sing.
Me too.
I've gotten word that the shepherds we're going to sing to are afraid of us and our music.
Oh no, I hate to scare people.
Me too.
Well, hopefully our good news of a savior will take away some of their fears.
Oh yes, I love good news.
Me too.
Okay, there are 5 things we need for our gig tonight. I've got the music, that's 1. What about the cymbals? That's 2. How about the triangle? That's 3. What about the bells? That's 4. And what about a little good news? That's 5. I think we're ready to head out. Those shepherds are about to hear good news that will be music to their ears.
Luke 2:8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
All right, it's time for our nightly checklist. Sheep number 8?
Check.
Sheep number 23?
Check.
Sheep number 47?
Check.
All right. Shepherds on duty?
Check.
Okay, everyone is accounted for. Are we safe and sound?
Check.
Are we ready to settle in for the night?
Check.
All right, it looks like good weather. Let's all have a quiet, restful night. Everybody, sleep. I think I'll call it a day.
Shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
Okay, is anybody scared?
Chad.
Don't be afraid. I'm here with good news that will be great joy to all people. This very day in David's town, a Savior is born, Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloth, laying in a manger.
Oh, that's good to hear. Did everybody hear the good news?
Chad.
Luke 2, 13, 14. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Angels sing, angels sing, angels sing, angels sing.
2:15, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing that God has made known unto us."
All right, all those in favor of going to Bethlehem?
Check.
Well, let's get going.
Luke 2:16, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
This checklist contains every article required for our journey.
I've got a telescope to help us keep an eye on the star that will lead us to the Savior that has been born.
Excellent.
I've got the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh for the Messiah.
Excellent. I've obtained the necessary maps and these.
What are those?
Starbursts to consume on our journey.
Excellent.
Let's go.
When they had heard the king, they departed, and though the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you.
dark and you can't seem to find your way.
Top of my checklist. Emmanuel, God is with us. Now, let's spread out the good news to the world.
Still in here because I wanted to give them another round of applause. That was just really good. I appreciate Miss Linda and Bobby and Michelle playing the piano, and also the guys upstairs with the sound and the live streaming. Millions of people right now are watching this program. This thing's going viral, okay? All right. Well, they were talking about a Christmas checklist. Now, some people can go through life with no checklist. They just kind of like float through life, flitter through life, however you want to say it. I've got to have a checklist, and I'm sure many of you do as well, especially this time of year with so many things going on. You don't want to forget
anything. So how, when we have a checklist, okay, and maybe you've done this before, you've made your checklist, okay, I'm going to be super organized. This is my New Year's resolution, right? So I make a checklist, and then you lose it the next day, or you never go back to reference it. But you've got your checklist. How do we decide what to do first on that checklist? Well, I've kind of come up with three different characteristics that we would use to decide what to do first. One of them is the importance, of course. What is absolutely most important on this checklist? Well, that's getting moved up to the top. Here's another factor to consider. Time. How much time is it going to take? How much time do I have left? Okay. Company's going to be here in 5 minutes. Honey, don't worry about painting the bedroom. Just forget about it. All right. So time is another factor to consider. Now, here's a third factor. Something that only you can do. You can't delegate it to someone else. Those three factors will take items and move them up to the top of the list. So, what is on your Christmas list this year? Of course, there's presents that we've got to buy. I don't know too many people that have all presents bought already. Guys, you're running out of time. Just saying, okay? So make sure you get your presents. That's obviously on the list. Who's left? What am I going to buy for them? And then, of course, there's food. If you're responsible for putting food together for family gatherings, you've got the grocery list. You've got to figure out when you're going to go buy that food, too. So that's on the checklist. And then there's house cleaning. If you've got people coming to your house, that house has to be cleaned, right? And this would be maybe something for us guys. If people are coming to your house, there's those little things in the house that you should have fixed earlier in the year and you hadn't gotten to yet. Okay, that's on the list too. Well, let me shift gears a little bit here. God gave a gift, Jesus, and he gave that gift not so we could have Christmas and crazy checklists, but so that we could have forgiveness. In order to get that forgiveness, that gift, we have to receive it, all right? It's just a choice we make. Anyone wants to give me a gift, I'm taking it. No hassles at all, okay? Especially if it only has two wheels. I'm all over that, and many of you know that, okay? But in order to get a gift, someone has to give it, and the other person has to choose to receive that gift. Let's consider that. Let's put that thought into our checklist and the three factors we use to determine the priority of things. How about that first one, importance? When it comes to accepting that gift of forgiveness that God gave us, just how important is that, really? Some people may go through their whole lives and not give God a single thought. How important should it be? The Bible tells us, God tells us, in fact, Jesus told us in the book of John, when we are born, we are condemned already. That's an important truth from God that we need to consider. It's not when we're born, if we do enough bad things, then we're condemned. God says when you're born, we're condemned already. So we're already in that state. God is offering us that gift of forgiveness. We have to choose to accept it. Second factor for the priority of our checklist was that of time. Do you remember that one? So how much time do we have? The Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow. Thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. None of us knows what's going to happen tomorrow or even tonight for that matter. And many times when it comes to religion, God, that kind of stuff, people are tempted to just put it off. Put it off till tomorrow. I'll think about that later. Jesus said, boast not of tomorrow. We don't know if we have it. So the element of time now moves that decision that we need to make, moves it up higher on the priority list. And then there's that third one, what only you can do. This is something that we can't delegate to anyone else. Me getting God's forgiveness and being allowed to enter heaven when my life ends here, I cannot delegate that to anyone. After I'm gone, I can't hope that they do enough good things to get me into heaven. It's something that only I can do. Those three things should move this decision to the very top of our priority list, our checklist. The first thing, what will you do with Jesus? In the area of importance, time, and something that only you can do, my friend, that pushes it right to the top. It's a decision that God gives to each one of us to accept his forgiveness. Now, if someone were to offer me a Harley tonight, I'm stuck on that, sorry. And I said, well, I don't know. Let me think about it. And I walked out. What did I just say to that person? It wasn't a yes. It was a no. Saying we just want to think about it. I'm not ready yet. No, we're not saying yes. We're actually saying no to the gift that God has provided for us, that gift of forgiveness. My friend, I hope you've accepted that gift. If you haven't, tonight you have that decision to make. I hope it's at the top of your priority list. Maybe when you leave here, if not even here tonight, before you leave, I hope you might talk with me or whoever brought you or something and ask them to explain all this to you. But perhaps when you leave here tonight, whatever family member invited you to be here tonight, that you would sit down with them and say, hey, how can I get this gift? Would you bow your heads with me, please? Heavenly Father, God, thank you for the gift of Jesus. Thank you for the gift of forgiveness. It is something each one of us needs because, as your word says, we're already condemned. And out of your love, you provided a way for us to be uncondemned. What a gift. God, I thank you for that gift that I've accepted from you. God, I pray if there's someone here tonight that hasn't accepted that, that tonight they would accept that gift. They might talk with me or someone else, but they would not boast about tomorrow and put it off another day. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, thank you so much for being here tonight. If you're here to watch one of the little ones, please don't go home without them. Just saying, all right? Thank you, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas.